In the poetic words of Rag and Bone Man, I'm only human after all. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really
welcome to episode 9 of the Fat Man, almost double digits.
Oh my gosh. How did I let this happen?
We're almost there. Welcome to episode 9 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, the author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog, which will be important here in a second. And sitting across from me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, my co-host, and the reason that most people come back.
Hello.
And we're here, as always, on a journey. We're just a regular couple on a journey with you towards more health, fitness, weight loss, and happiness in life. And we're going to start out a little differently. No, you know what? Let's just go straight to the wine. We've got wine back.
Yay, wine.
And it's really needed tonight. So why don't you tell him what that bottle is?
Oh, God. He did this on purpose, folks, because he knows I can't pronounce anything to save my life. So it is Tessellae. It's a.
I don't know.
Is that from the no? It's Carig.
Is the grape.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carignan.
It's red. It's red, you guys.
It is.
It's a red wine.
It's 2011.
It's red wine. It actually says red wine 2011 on the label. So there you go.
So we're going to start out with some feedback. So I haven't talked to you about this.
Oh boy.
I wrote a blog yesterday.
I think I read it. I remember seeing it.
Yeah, and and I knew when I wrote it, that I've been in a bad place, right? I talked about it last episode.
This was the blog. This was the where you referenced your beloved White Sox and the
fat tub of goo, which Dave Letterman once called Terry Forster, major league pitcher.
Yes,
and you can read it at the fatmanchronicles.com blog. Mm-hmm. The key, though, I knew when I put it out there that it could be controversial, just in terms of kind of whining, right?
Okay.
I understood that putting it out there was kind of, you know, a risk in a way. And what I mean by that is most people are positive, but you always could have somebody that's negative or somebody that's just like, hey, suck it up, you know? And I did get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, I've been in a bad place and mentally I haven't been as strong as maybe I should be. I did go through that surgery, but in the end, look, it wasn't life threatening.
No pun intended.
In the end, it wasn't life threatening. So I was a little bit shocked to get a note from somebody that I know a little bit. I don't know him well. He's a fit dude. I do know that. And I'm not gonna say his name.
No.
But I am gonna read what he wrote.
Okay.
And I am gonna respond.
Do you want to just give a little recap of what the blog was?
Sure. So I've been struggling and I basically wrote a blog because for whatever reason, I started to feel like a fat tub of goo. And it makes me think of Dave Letterman and what he said about Terry Forster. And it's probably because I spent a lot of time on the couch in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
So I had surgery 2 weeks ago yesterday. So 2 weeks ago Saturday. Mm-hmm. This won't come out till like Wednesday or Thursday. So
yeah, it'd be more specific.
It'd be 2.5 weeks by then. And I've struggled. I have wanted to eat poorly. I've wanted to not move. It's painful what I went through. It's still painful what I'm going through. And I basically wrote a blog post about my mental state not being good and feeling worse and feeling fatter than I am. I'm doing really well with weight loss And despite that, I still do not find myself in a good place. And
writing helps. That helps you. So
right. And when I started the blog, my whole goal was to be transparent and authentic. Yeah. And I'm not going to only write about the good stuff.
Right.
I'm going to write about when I'm struggling. And you do get a lot of rah-rah from people. And I did. Mm-hmm. And some commented publicly, some privately. And most of it was good. And one dude, I can't remember who it was, and I think it was in Sub 30, basically said, hey, you're never going to stop feeling that way until you stop calling yourself fat.
Right.
And he said, Skinny Man Chronicles is available. You should go get it, which I loved.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. I'm like, awesome. I'm not sure I like that, but maybe Healthy Man Chronicles, right? But I've conquered the word fat. Fat's not the problem. The word fat is no longer the issue, right? Mm-mm. It's the fact that I can't really move around the way I want to move around.
Right.
And despite losing weight while being a slug in a fat tub of goo on the couch, I just didn't see a positive, wasn't seeing enough positive impact on what I want to accomplish.
Okay.
So I wrote a blog and I put it out there and you're going to get feedback.
Yeah. I mean, you put something out there, you have to accept the good, the bad, the ugly, everything.
Absolutely. So that said,
okay,
this is what this gentleman decided to write to me.
Oh boy.
I don't know who you think you are helping putting this crap out in the world, but my guess is no one.
What?
Your writing is bad enough. Why do you feel you need to let anyone know how you're failing? By the way, I'm going to stop right here just because I have to say he spelled your as your and not you are, you know, like the contraction.
Yeah.
That aside.
Yeah. That drives you nuts.
Right. It, especially in a sentence that's telling me my writing is bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, eat less and get off your lazy ass. That your is correct,
okay,
by the way. Get off your lazy ass and stop with the crying. Way to let everyone know you're again spelled incorrectly, as mentally lazy as you obviously are physically. You are the reason my insurance is so bleeping expensive. Ends it with idiot. I didn't respond.
Wow.
But I'm gonna now.
Oh my gosh. Who, like, I mean, when I think negative response, I mean, we're opening ourselves up, right? Like, we are opening ourselves up. We accept all criticisms, all feedback you want to write us, go for it. But we might read it on our next podcast if you
maybe
do.
I mean, so here's my response.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm obviously in a vulnerable spot as a human being.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Right.
You got to be nicer, right? Yeah,
that's just ridiculous.
Number two, have some balls, man. Why don't you write this publicly so that everybody can see what you think?
So
I would have less of a problem with this thing if you would have written this in a public forum to have a discussion with anybody who wanted to comment on it.
So this was a private message.
This was a private message, correct. I would have left it up if it was public. I love it, right? And so let me back up and let me just kind of go through his points a little bit, one by one. He doesn't know who I think I'm helping. Well, let me tell you, I'm helping me.
Yeah.
Unapologetically selfish. The first and foremost person I was trying to help is me. And the reason, because when I'm fatter, I'm not the guy that I want to be in terms of being physically active and being able to do things with my kids and getting out and just conquering life. I'm helping me.
Yeah.
That's number one. That affects my family. So that's who I think I'm helping. Number two, I can tell you for a fact that we've impacted people's lives in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
You can read some reviews. You can read some posts in Sub 30 Club on Fat Man Chronicles blog. The fact is, maybe we only impact one or two people in a positive way, but that's plenty for me.
Yeah.
I think that we're doing some things. So I'm telling you now, I'm helping somebody, me. I'm helping my family. And I think we're impacting one or two people. So that's who I think I'm helping. That's number one. Number two, my writing. Yeah, it can be bad. That's fine. You can rip my writing all you want. When your grammar gets anywhere close to correct, we'll talk again about that part. But part of what I do for a living is writing.
Yeah.
And I think I do all right.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, I've had some people compliment me on my writing, including your Uncle Bruce.
Yeah.
Who is not an easy audience.
No.
But he's even given me some compliments on it, which pretty high praise.
I agreed.
And your cousin Chris, his daughter, is a writer.
Is a writer.
And she's had good things to say.
Yeah, published in real places.
Yeah, and and I don't think your family holds back.
No,
so
no.
If it was bad, I think they might not tell me directly, but I think
we're pretty brutal.
They sure as heck wouldn't compliment it, right?
Yeah, we're pretty
so
honest.
I think whatever you want to say about my writing, that's fine, okay? Eat less and get off my lazy ass. Dude, that's what I'm doing. That's the whole point of the blog and the podcast. So either you haven't read anything else, you haven't listened to the podcast, but I invite you to. And the fact is, that's exactly what we're doing. So we're eating less. And, well, one of us is trying to get off our lazy ass.
Hey, when we get to my recap, I did do a little exercise that I'm calling exercise.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
And stop with the crying. You're right. I'm whining. I'm crying. You're absolutely right. I'm struggling recovering from surgery. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And my guess is it has a little bit to do with the lack of exercise because I was on a really good roll.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with missing races that I was really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with the fact that you get anesthesia and this pain medication that are depressants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I probably haven't been in the best mental state. Now, I stopped taking those pills, which is why I can, a few days ago. So now I can have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Another depressant.
Yeah. But it's a happy one.
But the fact is, that's what I'm doing. So I don't know why you would write that to me when it's dude, I've lost, another spoiler alert, I'll just say it now. I've lost 35 pounds in 14 weeks.
It's crazy. It's awesome.
So I'm not going to apologize. Yes, I was big. Okay. No doubt, still am. Anyway, way to let everyone know you're as mentally lazy as you obviously are physically. I'm not mentally lazy.
No, your mind never
You might
stops.
Think my writing's bad, but I'm not mentally lazy. And frankly, I'm not physically lazy either anymore.
No, I'm the physically lazy one of this relationship.
Right now, but that could change tomorrow. And
And
guess what?
I'm still not that lazy.
You move around.
I do.
I mean, it's... We tease, but
yeah.
I'm not mentally lazy.
No.
That's just rude. And he kind of, we kind of know each other. So he knows I'm not an idiot.
That's crazy.
Even though
understand.
He calls me one at the end.
I don't understand. I don't understand. They trying the tough love?
I think a little bit. It was tough love, whatever. All right. And then I'm going to really address this last part too. You are the reason my insurance is so bleeping expensive.
No.
I'm going to let you in on something, brother. 2/3 of this country, as adults, we're overweight.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's not just me. And you're right. It's a problem. It's a flipping epidemic. Yeah. That's why we're on this podcast trying and imploring people to come along on this journey towards health and weight loss. When you walk out the door tomorrow morning, you're going to run into a fat person. Whether that person is your doctor, your brother, your sister, your pharmacist, your garbage man, your teacher. I don't care where you look, there's gonna be a fat person. So get off your damn high horse and maybe thank them. When you see them doing something to improve like we're trying to do, maybe you don't send a note like this. Maybe you say, hey, what can I do to help push your journey along?
Yeah.
If you're physically fit, quit being mentally lazy and thinking that all we are is fat, dumb, and sitting on our ass. Not true, man. So I let this one fester probably a little too much before I got on the podcast. So it's my first rant. And I'm not going to F-bomb him like I'd like to do because we're trying to keep this nice.
No. Yep.
Although he F-bombs in here.
But we bleeped.
But we bleeped it. But the fact of the matter is, we're the majority, brother. We're the majority. We don't want to all be the majority. We want to be better in terms of how we look and what the weight loss is. We're all on our own timetable and we're all on our own journey. This stuff, though, this is crap and it doesn't help. So
no.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
And next time, seriously, have the gumption to put it out in public.
Yeah.
Rant over.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Boom.
Deep breath.
Do you feel better now?
I kind of do.
Good.
I wanted to read it on the air because screw him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. It's not necessary.
So we're going to, just to contrast it, just we're going to skip ahead in our little outline. I'm just going to tell you, we did get one more review. So 10 five-star reviews.
Ooh.
And here's what it says. Because it's not all bad out there, right? So here's what it says. I have appreciated this podcast so much. It's by C. Stads, S-T-A-A-D-S. I've appreciated this podcast so much. First of all, the dynamic between this husband and wife is adorable.
Adorable.
Right, until I rant. I like listening to their story and appreciate the candor in their struggle as well as progress. I'm eager to hear more about specifics of your journey. That's much more effective.
Yeah.
And even if that was a one-star review and had the same words,
right,
it would all be good.
Yeah.
Okay. I can take a deep breath. Why don't you tell us? you can respond to anything I've said, too.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I talked a lot there, so.
It's all good. It's all good. No, I interjected when I felt I needed to.
Okay.
So, we're good.
All right. So, you went on a road trip this week. So, why don't you tell us how your week's been?
So, week was good. You know, with your recovering and you becoming more self-sufficient again, I decided to take the baby and go visit my mom because she just had shoulder replacement surgery a couple weeks ago and we were already planning on going to Nebraska. So I kind of just moved it up a day and went. So Nebraska, where she lives, is about 7.5-hour drive with a 2-year-old by myself.
Yeah, but it's our 2-year-old. She's pretty amazing.
But she is. And so I downloaded some new movies for her to watch and she had her shows and she colored. And, you know, I'm sure there were people like, wow, what is that woman doing looking backwards, trying to entertain a 2-year-old with one hand on the wheel, one eye on the road, and one eye trying to figure out what the heck is going on in the back seat. But she was good, as always, up until about 20 miles out. And then she lost her mind. She had enough. She's like, I'm done. Get me out of this car. I'm over this. And eventually she calmed herself down. And because, I mean, what am I going to do? We're driving. I mean, can't stop and be like, okay, we're here. No, we still had 20 miles to go. You have to suck it up, little one. And, but we did. And it was hard going on road trips with, you know, trying to stay on the path that we're going on. No sugar, no grain. And I did good. You know, we stopped at McDonald's. She got her chicken nuggets and the fries smelled so good. But I got a burger without ketchup and without the, well, I didn't bother saying, oh, no bun. I just took the bun off. And
oh, see, I would have said no bun because they'll put more lettuce then.
You know what? I got a quarter pounder. No lettuce on the quarter pounder.
Yeah, but if you do no bun, they'll give you lettuce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. So I just didn't want to deal with the why you don't want the bun thing. So I did that. But I think the hardest part was once I got to Nebraska and to my mom's and, you know, it's heavy grain. I mean, it's wonderfulness. I walk into my aunt's and my mom's house and all I smell are chocolate chip cookies. My uncle makes the best chocolate chip cookies.
They are pretty darn good.
I mean, he gets them crispy, but yet they're still a little soft in the center. The right ratio of chocolate to cookie. I mean, it's just...
And I'm assuming that they have both sugar and grains in that cookie.
Oh, there's flour, there's sugar, all things that you can't have, that we're not having right now. And he made a whole batch just for us. And I felt horrible that I couldn't eat any, but I didn't. I didn't have one.
That's crazy.
Did not have one. And then...
Well, what did you do other things like in preparation, though, for the trip? Like, stuff with you?
I brought one of our salami and cheeses with us because I knew Friday that we would just be hanging out at my mom's house and because I had to do a little work. And so I brought one of those to have for lunch. And then I had my mom pick up some... cottage cheese and fruit for me so I would have breakfast. And then I knew the rest of the meals were already planned out. So I had my cottage cheese and fruit for breakfast. I had the salami and cheese for lunch. And then I did bring some other salami and some other cheeses on the road just in case I needed a snack, but I really didn't. I didn't need anything. I was good to go. But I think like the hardest part of the eating while traveling was that on Saturday, we met up with my mom's cousins and we went to a casino. They have good buffets in casinos, but a buffet. So you and it's a good buffet. Like you can smell it and you can see the food. And they have the Asian, the rice, they have the Mexican, they had an omelet bar, they had all the wonderful pancakes, and they had, as long as the regular food was, they had a dessert bar exactly the same with hot fudge and bread pudding and just all this. They sat us right next to the damn dessert bar. So I'm sitting here and everyone's getting like two or three desserts. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, I had some eggs and I had some ham. That's all I can eat. But I did it. I didn't have anything else. That's awesome. Didn't have anything else. And it was really difficult to do. But
so you're not at the point yet where you want to start to dabble into having small bits of stuff.
I don't. The night before we went out to dinner and I had a baked potato. I had some prime rib and I had a baked potato. And the baked potato is kind of on that, I think it's like an orange. It's not really like a go for it. You know, have all you want. It's because it's got the starch in it. And so I did have a baked potato and I knew that was going to be my cheat. I knew I was going to have that. And so I didn't want to couple that with, you know, and I was also afraid, like if I knew you were back here struggling and I was afraid that if I slipped as well, that we would just continue to slip backwards. And I didn't want to do that. I'm like, no, I will be the strong one and I will stay on track. And when I get home, I'll continue that. But, you know, traveling on the road when, you know, it's like, you don't want to stop. I don't want to stop at a restaurant, right? I want to get there because, again, I have a 2-year-old that's on borrowed time. And so it's eating fast. And like today, again, it's like, you know, we stop and pick up a burger again. And I'm eating this with my hands, no bun. While I'm driving, because I just didn't want to stop and get out of the
car. You really got to get this lettuce wrap thing going. I'm telling you.
I don't think you can drive with a lettuce wrap.
Why not?
I feel like that'd be harder.
Why? It's encased.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to give it a try. I'll have to ask him next. Now I know. Next time we do the road trip, I'll give it a try.
Yeah. I did that today for lunch. I went to Five Guys.
Oh, nice.
And tell them no bun.
Yeah, but McDonald's has the shredded lettuce. That's not going to work.
No, they'll have leaf lettuce.
They do?
I'm pretty sure.
I feel like all they have is shredded.
I don't know. I could tell you what was funny at Five Guys was they you know, he's like, allergy or preference? Preference.
So, yeah. But I felt like food, I haven't weaned myself in a few days. So tomorrow will be the test to see, like, to make sure that I didn't, you know, gain anything back. But, I mean, I didn't do anything that should warrant. I did have a glass of wine out at dinner. And we're having less tonight. But then I did do some exercise. I'm calling it exercise.
Really?
We went to the zoo on Saturday after we went to the buffet. We went to the zoo at Omaha Zoo. Awesome zoo. Highly recommend it for those in the area. But it's not flat. So remember when you were talking about doing the Omaha race, you're like, oh, yeah. It's flat. Yeah. Omaha is anything but flat. Well, and the zoo is... like, there is no flat.
Yeah. I mean, the race director warned me, and then Kevin's like, yeah. Kevin Cleary,
there's no flat at all. Like, you're walking either down or up a hill the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all valleys, but it's beautiful. And they really did, it's like an awesome job. We didn't even see half of this. We only saw half of it because it was a little chilly and, you know, Michaela was, and she insisted on walking because they had all these like cutouts because they're, you know, set up for Halloween and stuff. So she had to put her face into every single cutout and had Mama take a picture. And
did you run when she was chasing the penguins or the lions?
No, I stood there and I swiveled.
Swiveled?
I swiveled. But I mean, I was going up and down, pushing a stroller. So that's like weight training.
But there was nothing in the stroller.
Yes, there was. There was her bag.
Oh.
That's just heavy. That bag is like probably 20 pounds.
I think I'm more impressed that your mom made it through that.
And my mom, my mom just had shoulder surgery 3 weeks ago. Back in May, she had a knee replacement surgery. And this was a true test for her. You know, she did the hills and she walked and she felt great. I mean, her back was hurting her a little bit. And that's just to be expected as she slowly gains back. But my mom, when I walked into the door, like I haven't seen my mom since May. Oh my gosh, she's lost weight. She says she's lost 50 pounds.
Holy gosh.
I know. And she's, I mean, but she still has like, you know, she still has a little bit. I mean, she's got more to go. But she's lost like 50 pounds. And I honestly, I looked at her
10 pounds a month.
I know. I was like, oh my God, mom. I'm like, okay, you need to stop. Like, it just, it like shocked me because I'm so used to my mom being a bigger woman, right? And, you know, she's now, and you know, it's here so much smaller, like at top and stuff. And it's just like, I mean, I'm so proud of her because, and, but I, you know, she's eating less, you know, and I
imagine that.
I know. It's so great, but
we got that pointer from that guy earlier.
I know. Eat less, get off your butt. And so, and she's getting off her butt too because she's going to start, you know, she's going to do the mall walking.
Is she being going to physical therapy?
She doesn't, not yet, not for the arm, because she can't move her shoulder yet. She's got like 4 more weeks, I want to say, before she can actually move this shoulder. Mm. And at that point, she'll be able to.
That's hard to walk too when you can't swing your arms.
So. Yeah. So, but yeah, she's doing. So, yeah.
That was a Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. The
Raquel
one.
Welch danced with her arms down at her side.
And then the one, Molly Shannon.
Oh, yeah. She was, yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't.
Can't so, find.
Yeah. So yeah. So it was a good weekend, exhausting weekend. It was a quick trip for 14 hours of driving.
But you planned, right? I mean, like in terms of the eating portion, you had more or less planned what you were going to do, right?
I knew what was going to happen during the weekend so I could mentally prepare myself. Saturday night, I kind of figured I didn't know what we were doing for dinner at that point. And so I just had to make a decision on the go. And there's a, you know, really good Mexican place in town. So I went and got a taco salad for me and a quesadilla for baby girl. My mom was not hungry because, you know, she was able to eat at brunch and had like, you know, all the wonderful goodness. So I just got that for us to eat. And then Michaela had 2 bites of a quesadilla and grandma said, here, have a cookie.
Well, I think that's a huge thing though, is that you planned.
Like I did.
You were mentally prepared.
I am mentally prepared for this.
Fat Man Chronicles tip, FMC tip, bring some salami and cheese
I
on the trip
little,
to
my
stay
little bag.
Satiated.
Yes.
And that's a good idea. I mean, especially at those ones, we get them at Mariano's, which I know doesn't really exist outside of Chicagoland much, but these like uncured natural salamis with cheese are so good.
Yeah, that was a great lunch for me.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, my guess is that if you didn't lose, you at least maintained.
I'm thinking I probably maintained. I don't know. Like I said, we'll see in the morning when I step on the scale.
Yeah. Well, that's a great job though. I mean, you were definitely mentally tougher than me this last week. I struggled all week. And I got to the point where my body was just not doing well. And I was craving sugar and carbohydrates, grains.
Yeah.
And I caved in terms of I ate probably 3 Nature Valley oats and honey granola bars. And I had a little bit more fruit too.
Yeah.
Than I have normally had. But the savory food and like what we've been eating just sounded horrible up until really today.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a window where it was okay. But really until today, it was just not sounding good on a consistent basis. And I ate them and I was honest about it with you and honest about it now.
Well.
And it didn't stop my weight loss. I still lost over 3 pounds this week.
Yeah.
Almost, I think 3.5 this week. So that's probably just calories in, calories out. Cause even laying on the couch, I'm burning a lot cause I'm a bigger dude and
I
just didn't eat much.
Yeah. Lift the remote. You got to move it. I mean,
I still have to lift my body,
exactly.
Which is still not small.
So,
but yeah, I mean, I'm down to 193.8, so 35 full pounds at this point. And it's a lot of weight off. And my goal, though, for the rest, I've really been thinking about this. My goal for the rest of the year, there's 9 weeks left in the year, and it's going to come up on the most stressful time, right?
Right.
It's holidays, the busiest time of year for what I do for a living.
Yep.
And holiday food and holiday baking and all that other stuff. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to eat any of it. I'm going to try to avoid it as much as possible, be smart about it. And I still was smart about things now.
Well, it's not like you went out and got yourself like a pie or something and you
no,
ate
but
it.
No, but I probably, now I think about it, oh, wait, you know what? I ate a couple of those Nutri-Grain bars too.
Mm.
So I probably ate like 5 or 6 things that like I just flat out shouldn't be eating right now, given where I'm at in my journey. But obviously it didn't hurt me.
No.
And I wasn't really hungry after I ate them. And I continued to do what I needed to do. So I caved. But my goal for the last 9 weeks is just to lose about 5 pounds for the rest of the year. to keep it reasonable, right? Right. So I don't get disappointed, but I thought it would be really neat to end the year below 190. I thought that would be great. You know, my pants are getting big. My clothes are starting to look big on me.
Yeah, for sure.
Gonna have to probably break down and buy some things soon. I'm trying to put it off as long as possible. I'd like to skip like an entire size, but I think I'm still a ways away because I carry my weight so low in my stomach that it's hard. My pants just don't fit well, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, Ted Spiker, the founder of Sub 30 Club, who I talked about in other episodes, Ted always talks about how he has an ample rump and how pants shopping is not easy for him. And I feel for him. Mine's not on the back side. Mine's on the front side of that lower part, but I definitely feel for him. But overall, you know, coming along.
Yeah.
Despite people, you know, calling me names.
Trying to tear us down.
Trying to tear me down, man.
Don't do it.
Just get out there and hashtag be better today.
Nice. Nice plug.
But, you know, the other thing that we're doing, and I think one of the reasons that I knew I was doing okay, besides the no sugar, no grains, trying to watch out for, you know, eating more good, you know, eating more fats and such. We're doing intermittent fasting.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about that because I think it's kind of an interesting thing. And we did this before we were on this journey.
Yes. We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. My brother brought it up to me. So my brother is a little bit younger, 3 years younger. And Joe is in shape. I mean, like I said in the last episode, he's still throwing down some massive, unbelievable marathon times, right? Barely over 3 hours for a marathon, which is where I want to be in my half marathon. So he's pretty good. And he brought it up to me, something he's doing. And so it shows like even when you're running 50 miles, 60 miles, 70 miles a week, whatever you've been running, you still can battle weight issues at times when the mileage comes down or right after the race. And my brother likes things like M&Ms and, you know, pizza and, you know, he likes not low calorie food, let's put it that way. So he does use intermittent fasting to kind of keep things under control. And I'm like, hey, why not? I'm like, if my brother who's been thin his whole life says, hey, this is a good strategy,
why not try it,
right?
Yep.
And what he does is he goes for the 12 to 14 hour fast. Mm-hmm. So what that means is basically what we do is we stop eating at some point in the evening, usually fairly early.
Yeah.
We rarely eat past, say, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Very rare.
Very rarely past 8 o'clock. And then we won't eat again until 8 o'clock the next morning. Oftentimes we'll be done at 6 or 6:30 or 7 and we won't eat
like
until
today.
Yeah. And we won't eat till 8 or 8:30 in the morning. And that has been super helpful. And so the question is there science behind it? Does it work? What do you think the answer is?
Well, it's worked. So that part for us, it's worked. Is there science? No idea. Probably. I'm guessing yes.
Yeah, there's some, but not on humans yet, which really surprised me. I found two articles I found a lot of articles on intermittent fasting, but two in Men's Health. Like this has become a big thing in Men's Health. And they wrote one just over a week and a half ago, talking about a new study from the journal Cell Research. And basically what they did is they put some mice on a 16-week intermittent fasting program.
Why is it always mice? Those poor mice. Now PETA's going to be after us.
They've also done this on monkeys.
Ah, monkeys. Well, now we're really
apparently good. Monkeys and mice just mimic the human being pretty well, right? Mm-hmm. So they did this with mice, and the mice ate normally for 2 days and then went one whole day, an entire 24 hours without food.
Oh.
Meanwhile, the control group, they ate the same amount of calories overall, but they just spread it out evenly over the 3 days.
Okay.
So same amount of calories in both groups, right? After 4 months, that's 16 weeks, the mice that were fasting had lower body weights than the control group overall.
So the control group
was eating the 3 days evenly. So same amount of calories,
I see. Okay.
And
so the fasting was the 24-hour group. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had less white fat and more brown fat. And the brown fat is what's used for energy and body heat. And that's what keeps our insulin and glucose levels more constant.
Okay.
Okay. So there is some science behind it in terms of that. And then I found, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, so I was saying, so it's not just Joe telling us this is a good thing to do.
Like, no, mice actual, tell us that.
Mice are now telling.
Well, not just
and
Mickey.
And
monkeys.
Okay. Well, if the monkeys are in on it, then I'll believe it.
The name of Joe's autobiography is actually Mice, Monkeys, and Joe. So this works out really
perfect.
Well.
Perfect. It's all worked out.
And so I was looking for like, hey, is there any more proof? Are there more journals? You know how I am. I'm nerdy like that.
Well, and you're lazy. So you've been lazy.
Mentally lazy.
So right? You have all this time.
And physically lazy, right?
Yeah.
So I found another one, and this one is much more sensational in the Men's Health. The headline says, The Miracle of the 12-Hour Fast.
Nice.
In this, they talk about how 12 hours of fasting overnight leads to amazing weight loss benefits.
These are some sensational.
And this was according to a new Salk Institute study.
That sounds
and
important.
And this one, they did 12-hour fasting with mice and had the same good results. And basically, that included even when they were given weekend passes to eat whatever they want. They could gorge. And they still did well. And that's a big thing, right? This kind of one day off. Like Tim Ferriss is big into that.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that for a while.
Yep.
Loved looking forward to that day.
Yes.
May do it again. Who knows?
Our anniversary.
But the fact is, it looks like there's some validity to it. In terms of weight loss, which is kind of cool. So, I mean, a lot of people have done fasting for millennia for religious reasons.
Right. Yeah. And they just like, there's always those, like the people that do that. Like, I wonder how the juice cleanses and that type of fasting.
Well, that's not the same.
Right.
That's not a fast. And those juice cleanses are not what we're talking about at all. We're talking about fasting, which means you do not eat.
Right. No, but then there's some of those where it's like, there's a fasting portion of them.
I have
those.
No idea because those things scare me. look, I haven't done it.
No.
But it's nothing that I really want to conquer because I can't, intuitively, I can't make a juice cleanse make sense in my head. Fasting I could make sense of.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was calorie restriction. And this 12-hour fast one, the Johns Hopkins, Salk Institute, and then they did talk to somebody from Johns Hopkins also, who said that we actually should go 16 hours of fasting.
Oh my goodness.
Eat only from maybe, for 8 hours. And there was a trainer that was on Good Day Chicago not that long ago or mm-hmm. something who said that he only eats between noon and 8.
We need to do that on the early bird special, senior discounts and stuff.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept to go longer. And I've done longer. Like I'm usually 12 to 14.
See, like, I feel like at this point, it's like, I don't even think about it anymore.
No, it's just part of life.
It's just part of it. It's like before, it's like, oh wait, what time do we stop eating? Now it's just like, I mean, we don't eat breakfast. During the week, I don't eat breakfast until I get back from taking the kid and then I have to make everything. So it's usually close to 8:30 anyways. And so I don't even think about the whole fasting part. It's just part of it now.
Yeah. I don't either. And when I'm back to running, I'll probably go straight back to doing it fasted. I mean, that was the best part. I was running fasted for 10 miles.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, which is insane to think about.
Yes.
From where I came from.
But, mm-hmm.
but you know, the review said they wanted to know more about what we're doing on the journey. And
well,
so we've answered that one too.
We aim to please.
That's really why we're here.
Yes.
It's for everybody else.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty much selfish on my part.
I'm just here to make you happy.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, I really enjoy the fasting's not hard.
No, there's nothing difficult. Like I was, when we started it, my coworker, she and I, we always talk about how we're on, what diet we're doing this week. Cause she's always trying to, you know, lose weight and stuff like that, but she's has no willpower whatsoever. And, her whole thing is this, like, because she'll drink beer at night. And so when we started doing the fasting thing, I tell her, I'm like, okay, we're going to start doing this fasting. And she's like, what does this mean? I'm like, well, that means we don't eat, you know, for like 12 hours. And so she's like, well, what about beer? I'm like, well,
that'd be food.
That counts.
Beer is food.
And, you know, like today we're having some wine. So technically, you know, we won't eat breakfast until after 9 tomorrow. Technically, I don't know if I can make it that long.
12 hours is a...
It's a good time. So...
I mean, and it's a guideline. I mean, if one day you eat 10 hours later or 11 hours later, it's still better than eating until midnight and then getting up at 6 o'clock and having breakfast.
And so that was her whole thing. It would be like, you know, she's drinking beer until like midnight because she's working and she's trying to get stuff done and stuff. And so she's like, well, but it's liquid, so it's not eating. I don't count it. And I'm like, well,
calories are calories.
I'm like, I think you do need to count it. So, but it's funny, like the whole, but you do have to think about like a glass of wine and beer and stuff. I remember when we started, I went to book club. It was, so it's Friday night, we're at book club, and everyone's, you know, it doesn't start till 7 o'clock, and I'm conscious of the time. I'm like, okay, I don't want to eat past 8. I'm like, drinking, oh my gosh, I will just count that. But I didn't want any food past 8 o'clock. And someone showed up late, and they brought this, I don't even remember what it was, and it just looked so freaking good. I was like, but it's 8:30. Like, I can't have any. I'm like, all right, one bite. I won't eat till 8:30 tomorrow.
But tomorrow I'll probably eat before 9:15 or whatever.
Yeah.
And they eat, you know, in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all right.
Because we have to start our day. We have to work.
Right. And it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's more of a guideline. And if you do it like anything in life, if you do 80-20, you're probably better off, right?
Yep.
And that's even proven in the study, right? Where they gorge one day a week.
Exactly.
So, you know, and we're not gorging tonight at all.
No.
We're not having a huge glass of wine or a bottle of wine like we used to.
No.
We're just enjoying it.
Exactly.
So overall, thumbs up on the intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And thanks to my brother Joe for bringing it to my attention.
I appreciate it. Yes.
That's funny too, because people are like, always look for experts, right? And I consider my brother to be an expert in weight loss, mostly because he's never gained the weight.
Yeah.
I don't know why we don't look more at that. You know, like people who haven't... Who had never had the problem, right?
Right.
I'm not saying that we look to them for advice on how to lose it all the time, but hey, what are your habits? And maybe mimicking those habits would be a good idea.
Well, but see, then you can look at the other extreme. Like, we can look at my dad, right? So he's always been skinny. He's never had an issue with weight, and he eats pasta that's like his main food staple.
Well, and we talked about that, right? Everybody's different.
Everyone's so different. So it's just interesting in that respect.
But your dad eats really slowly.
He does.
Which is a good habit
he's always big about portion controls. Like, he doesn't have big portions a lot of the time, but he can put down a bowl of pasta. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, but he eats slowly.
Yes, he does.
I've never seen him eat fast.
No, he's a slow eater for sure.
Yeah, and that's a good habit in terms of weight loss and weight maintenance.
So the fact that our daughter takes 45 minutes to eat a chicken nugget, That's good.
Right. Or her peanut butter and jelly sandwich tonight that she really wanted.
And she tore apart. It took so long because she took the peanut butter. She tore apart the pieces of bread. So she ate one half, like the jelly part first and then the peanut butter part second.
Oh, that kid.
And then she turned down a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't get that at all. But the good news is she had her hands all over it and you put it back in the bag with the other chocolate chip cookies. And now I won't touch any of them. So that
was
strategy.
Which is weird because that's your daughter.
I don't care. I think if I would have handled it and put it back in, I don't think I would have eaten it. It's just a thing.
It's just a weird thing.
Well, I think that's about it. I think we could wrap up this week. So, a rant.
Rant.
Haters gonna hate.
That's a song.
Is it?
That's a...
Maybe I should have done a quote from Haters Gonna Hate.
That's a Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
That's a Taylor Swift. That's not the song. That's like a verse in her song.
Oh, but it's not the title of the song.
No, it's not
anything.
The title of the song, but that's a verse in her song. But as soon as you said it, it made me think of Taylor Swift, of her song.
Well, if I'm thinking about haters gonna hate, Taylor Swift would definitely be the one I would think would have that lyric. Oh, but that's all right. Maybe we'll title the episode "Haters Gonna Hate."
Hashtag.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Thank you for listening to episode 9 of the Fat Man Chronicles. Music, as always, is by Safar. You Got Me Wrong. On social media, at all of them, you can find us at Fat Man Stories on Instagram and Twitter and on Facebook, facebook.com/fatmanstories. You can email us at fatmanchronicles@outlook.com. Go to our website to subscribe to the blog and you'll get notified when there's new stuff coming out. And as always, please go to iTunes/Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or Podbean and subscribe and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. They do definitely help. And like we said last time, super uncomfortable, but we do have a Patreon page. I don't think anybody's clicked it yet.
Oh, thank God.
You're like, I don't want any patrons.
I know.
Maybe should I just take it down?
No, because then we have to buy the swag for our patrons.
Well, that's why I want a bigger patron, because I really want an excuse to get some swag.
And I won't let you get swag until we get some patrons.
We haven't talked about this. I don't know about all that. All right. Well, that does it. Get out there. Don't be a hater. Get out there and hashtag be better today.
Was not hiding, I was unsure.